Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue the Sharei Tshuva, Shir number 14. We are in Shar Aleph, the end of Ois Tes, Ois Yud rather, 10. We're discussing the first principle of Tshuva. The first principle of Tshuva is Charata, is regret. Person has to have remorse, person has to feel bad for what they did. If they don't feel bad for what they did, how can they stop doing something that they don't feel is wrong? We had mentioned we have to realize that Hashem gave us this precious neshama. And we said yesterday these strong words, Lama li chayim. Why did Hashem give me this neshama? Lama li chayim. Hashem gave me this neshama to use it to fulfill the Torah, the mitzvahs, to come close to Him, to enjoy this world in a permissible fashion. But if I don't do that, lomid l'chayim, what's the purpose of my life? Now, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that if a person is doing averus and he doesn't feel bad, doesn't have charata, he's even lower than an animal. Earlier he said that a person is like an animal because his guf is overpowering his neshama. And he's having the bronco control the man on top, as opposed to the man controlling this wild bronco. That was a previous conversation. Now, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that a person who does averus and doesn't realize that he's doing the wrong thing, that he should have charata, he should have regret. How can I do this? He's worse than an animal. How is he worse than an animal? V'oid kibim mishki mishpat ha-behema lo yasisi. I didn't even behave as good as an animal. I was shafalti mimeno. But rather I sunk lower than the animal. Brings a famous pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki yoda shor kaineyu. V'chamar evus ba'olov. Because the axe knows its owner. And the donkey knows its master. The donkey, its master's trough, it knows as well. He knows who gives him its food. He knows he can't survive without his master giving him the food. But a person who does averus and doesn't have this feeling of charata, is he thinking Hashem is the one who gives me the food? Or is he thinking it's koichi v'oitzim yodi osuli yesachai lazeh? Or is he thinking it's my intellect, it's my charisma, it's my connections, my LinkedIn thousands and tens of thousands of connections that I have? That's why I'm so successful. If that's the case, so he's forgetting about Hashem. It's koichi v'oitzim yodi osuli yesachai lazeh. A person who does averus fails this basic concept of 3 points. Number one, by following his Yetzirah, he's acting like an animal. An animal doesn't think. He's not thinking either. Number two, by letting his guf, his body, rule over his neshama, he's acting in the opposite manner for why he was created. Lama li chayim. Why did Hashem create me? So that my guf should rule my body? And number three, by forgetting his Adon, his master, he has sunk even lower than an animal. And the final point of charata, of regret, a person has to have, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ta'amti tzufi v'noshisi soifi. Ta'amti tzufi, I tasted the sweetness of the nectar. V'noshisi soifi. But I forgot my end. What does this mean? I gave in to my Yetzer Hara. I succumbed to temptation for that nectar, for the Aveira, for that sweet nectar, which is a reference to that fleeting pleasure. V'noshisi soifi, which means I forgot the fact that I will be held responsible for my behavior. I will stand in front of Hashem. I will stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have to explain my behavior. Ta'amti tzufi nashisi soifi. V'gazalti, and I stole, I robbed, v'chomasti, and I plundered, v'aldal boisasti, and I trampled over the weak. V'loi zacharti yoyim hamoves, and I did not remember yoyim hamoves, the day of death. What is the day of death that he did not remember, this person? He didn't remember that after he dies, he will be standing once again in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher lo yishar lifnei nishmosi bilti im giviyosi vadmosi. My neshama will go up and have to stand in front of the court, the bezin shamayla, and my guf will go down giviyosi vadmosi into the burial plot. Concludes Rabbeinu Yoina discussing the first principle of tshuva. V'hinen hazeh asher bi'arnu, in this point which we discussed, we explained. Hu asher diber Yirmiyahu alav ha-shalom. This is what the Navi Yirmiyahu said in Perek Ches Pasuk Vav. Ein ish nicham al ra'osoy leimar me asisi. Man does not have regret for his evil to say me asisi. What have I done? His point being that in order to have a proper tshuva, the first principle of tshuva is a person has to have charata, he has to have regret for his behavior.